Wednesday, June 23rd, and this is a reading from Divine Mercy in My Soul, the Diary of St. Faustina. And in her Notebook 2, Diary Entry 741. This is a relatively long one, but it was put on my heart to read it today, so hope it helps whoever was meant to hear it. St. Faustina writes, "Today I was led by an angel to the chasm of hell. It is a place of great torture. How awesomely large and extensive it is. The kind of tortures I saw, the first torture that constitutes hell, is the loss of God. The second is perpetual remorse of conscience. The third is that one's condition will never change. The fourth is the fire that will penetrate the soul without destroying it. A terrible suffering, since it is a purely spiritual fire lit by God's anger. The fifth torture is continual darkness and a terrible suffocating smell, and despite the darkness, the devils and the souls of the damned see each other and all the evil, but of others and their own. The sixth torture is the constant company of Satan. The seventh torture is horrible despair, hatred of God, vile words, curses, and blasphemies. These are the tortures suffered by all the damned together. But that is not the end of the sufferings. There are special tortures destined for particular souls. These are the torments of the senses. Each soul undergoes terrible and indescribable sufferings related to the manner in which it has sinned. There are caverns and pits of torture where one form of agony differs from another. I would have died at the very sight of these tortures if the omnipotence of God had not supported me. Let the sinner know that he will be tortured throughout all eternity in those senses which he made use of to sin. I am writing this at the command of God, so that no soul may find an excuse by saying there is no hell, or that nobody has ever been there, and so no one can say what it is like. I, Sister Faustina, by the order of God, have visited the abyss of hell, so that I might tell souls about it and testify to its existence. And I cannot speak about it now, but I have received a command from God to leave it in writing. The devils were full of hatred for me, but they had to obey me at the command of God. What I have written is but a pale shadow of the things I saw. But I notice one thing, that most of the souls there are those who disbelieve that there is a hell. When I came to, I could hardly recover from the fright. How terribly souls suffer there. Consequently, I pray even more fervently for the conversion of sinners. I incessantly plead God's mercy upon them. Oh, my Jesus, I would rather be in agony until the end of the world, amidst the greatest sufferings, than offend you by the least sin." Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Most merciful Lord Jesus, the Diary of St. Faustina is filled with so many wonderful things, but this entry scares me and should scare anyone who hears it. We've always known there's a hell, Father, but to hear the description of it makes it even more real. Please forgive my sins. I implore and throw myself on your divine mercy. Forgive me for all the sins I've committed. And Lord, help me to find ways to spread the word of your divine mercy so that everyone may come to know you, everyone may come to love you, and everyone may come to learn of your divine mercy and seek that forgiveness which will lead to eternal life. Please, Father, we're sorry. We come before you with humble and contrite heart. Please forgive us our sins. We're counting on your promise of divine mercy. Keep us from the fires of hell. Bring us into your kingdom where we can live with you and the Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.